You may have experienced this. You turn on the computer, you go over to Netflix, you want to watch a movie online, you press play, and nothing. The screen reads, buffering. You wait and you wait, but who do you blame? I mean, you're thinking maybe Netflix, but what about your internet provider? The Department of Justice is launching an investigation to answer that question. Specifically, they'll be looking into whether maybe cable companies like Comcast and Time Warner are using inappropriate tactics to restrict online video traffic to sites like Netflix and iTunes.
Joining us today in our Midday Extra is Andrew Blum, who writes about internet and technology issues and just released a book about the underbelly of the internet called Tubes, A Journey to the Center of the Internet. Good morning, Andrew.
Good morning.
Andrew, this can be kind of a tough conflict to understand. Would you mind explaining for us what investigators suspect cable companies are doing here?
It is definitely complicated. It's complicated because we think of the internet as a single piece. It's kind of the internet's all out there. It's all one big amorphous blob. But in fact, it's all based on these connections between networks, a connection between Hulu and Comcast, or Netflix and Time Warner. What the Justice Department is worried about is that the cable companies are unfairly slowing down the traffic of the video suppliers, or they're saying that you can only download a certain number of TV shows or movies a month, and therefore you should actually be watching our own cable company's video service rather than Hulu or Netflix.
So instead of being an unbiased provider of whatever content you'd like, for instance, when you pick up your telephone, the telephone company shouldn't have an opinion about who you're calling. The suggestion is perhaps they are putting their foot out, tripping up some of the data, or perhaps favoring some content that they want to favor.
And that's, you know, that's, there's all this nuance in the ways in which the networks connect to each other that's really not being discussed. And it's all about, is it too much or too little, or can we watch it or not? When in fact, everyone's trying to piece the puzzle together in a way that's going to both work and, of course, be cheapest for them.
Well, just to play devil's advocate here for a minute, I mean, data does cost money for broadband companies to provide. I mean, are they under an obligation to provide unlimited data to consumers and content providers?
Well, at the moment, the contract we have with our cable companies is that they offer us access to the entire internet, and we get as much of it as we want. Clearly, you know, that's one of the only times in life where you do get the full all-you-can-eat treatment. And what I can imagine happening is either we begin to be more limited because these bits do cost money, or there's an evolution where we say, you know, if you want Netflix to be a priority for you, then you might have to pay a few dollars extra for the Netflix package. Except that goes totally against the regulation at the moment, and it goes totally against our expectation.
And I think we should step back for a second and just think about the competitive landscape here. Let's say you want to watch a film. I could go to my cable TV provider and then buy a movie on demand from the cable company, give them my money, or I could also choose Netflix, where perhaps I'm already subscribed. The money then goes there.
And the piece that I like to think about isn't, are the tubes clogged from your house to your cable company's office, but what about the connection between your cable company and Netflix? Is that clogged? Is that the weak link? And who's responsible for upgrading that link?
Andrew Blum is the author of Tubes, A Journey to the Center of the Internet. Andrew, thank you.
Thanks for having me.